Hey guys. You know, another day, another dollar. Oh, look at this fucking drywall. Who did this shit? Oh, what a fucking idiot. If you want something done, fucking gotta do it yourself. Fuck! You know the one good thing about this job, apart from working with you fucking idiots? Yeah, the lady of the house. Fucking hell! The way she's always skirting around here, wearing those short silky robes. Like, we can't tell she has on slutty underwear underneath. Like, come on. Who the fuck's she kidding? Oh, yeah, she knows what she's doing. She wants us to look. What a little fucking whore. I bet she'd love it if I grabbed her by those braids and fucked her. Spank that ass. Probably dying for a little blue collar fantasy. Yeah. Show her what a real man would do with that tight little pussy instead of some soft handed fucking white collared slick suit husband of hers. Yeah, that lucky bastard. I am fucking jealous. Fuck. You know, there's something going on with them. I saw her kneeling at his feet with her head in his lap the other day. Yeah, okay, on its own, that doesn't mean anything. But you know what else? I had to go into their bedroom the other day to run some wire underneath the floorboards. Pretty interesting. Their bed has a D-ring attachment at the headboard and at the bedposts. There's some contraption on the ceiling as well. Ugh. But she's one of those bored housewives with a 50 Shades of Grey fantasy. So fucking basic. I still would, though. Ah, fuck. Look busy, look busy. Here she comes.
Hi, boys.
Hi.
Everything going okay? Do you need anything?
No, ma'am. We're good. Everything's going according to plan here. All your drywall's gonna be up in no time.
Oh, yeah. Nice. It looks good. Great job.
Not busy today, then?
Oh, well, you know. Looking after my husband and this place, that's my main job.
Sure. And the yoga classes, right? Or tennis?
Exactly, honey. I didn't say it was a full-time job. You know, I am left alone quite a lot, with a fair bit of spare time on my hands. Anyway, I was just being friendly. I don't want to get in your way. If you're too busy...
Well... Fuck.
I have a little problem, actually. One I'm sure a strong, fit man like you could help me with.
Oh, I'd love to help you, with whatever it is.
Well... You would need to come down to the basement with me. Take a look at my sockets.
Excuse me?
Electrical sockets, silly.
Oh, you mean outlets. Socket is actually pretty basic, universal term for all kinds of electrical attachments. Yeah, there's all sorts of types of sockets. But, lead the way.
Oh, that's fascinating. Fascinating. You're so smart. I'm actually worried about this one. It's making a buzzing noise. Do you know, someone's going to get a nasty shock one of these days.
Oh, well, I can take a look. You know, that kind of noise is usually what we call a resistance issue. I don't know. I could probably explain things to your husband better.
Oh, I'm sure. It's actually kind of difficult to access it. Here, maybe I can pull some stuff out of the way.
Oh, hey, let me.
No, it's okay. I can drop to my knees easily enough. All those yoga classes, don't you know? I'll just crawl in there and show you.
Boy.
What's wrong?
Your robe is kind of riding up on, at the back there,
Oh, my husband's always telling me what a naughty girl I am, running around the place dressed like this. I guess if he were here, I might even get punished for letting you see my slutty lingerie. But he's not.
Oh, fuck. You want me to, tell you what a bad little slut you are, huh? I fucking knew it.
I mean, you could. I certainly wouldn't mind hearing that.
Oh, yeah? Come here. You seem to be crying out for some attention. Fuck. You're not shy, are you?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, well, you don't come across as the innocent type. Why don't you get that robe off, huh? Let me get a good look at your tits.
Oh, I'd love to. like what you see.
Yeah. You're a little fucking cocktease, aren't you? Oh, you know what's up. How about I show you what happens to bad little girls who go around trying to get me all hot and bothered when I'm supposed to be working.
Oh, I'd love to find out.
Yeah? Bend over that sofa, you little whore. Does that get you hot, huh? Getting spanked by daddy?
You like to be called daddy. That's so surprising to me.
Yeah, I heard you calling your husband sir. You can call me daddy. I'm into all that kinky stuff too, you know.
Oh, you are. Perfect.
Already soaked through your panties, you naughty girl. I think it's time they came down. Already wet enough to take daddy's cock.
Oh, sure, daddy. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is just what I need. You can go a little harder if you like, you know.
Oh, yeah? You want it, huh? Fucking harder? You nasty little freak. Why don't you, say, no one fucks me like you do, Daddy? I'm your little slut.
What?
Now, say, I want to get pounded by a real man for once. Come on.
Okay. Hold up a minute, sunshine.
Fuck. Don't stop. What are you doing? Trying to give me blue balls here or something?
No, I'm not. But that can certainly be arranged.
Don't grab my balls like that. Fuck! Please!
I submit to my husband because he inspires my submission. He is a real man. You, though, you are just a whiny little bitch.
Oh my god! Stop! Please! Please let go! Please!
Oh, are they turning blue? Your poor little balls. Oh. Listen to me, honey. I am going to break you in like a pair of new sneakers. And you know what else? You're going to like it.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
And if you don't, I don't mind that either. Suffering is fun sometimes. I would know. Oh, look at you. Look at you. You're still hard, aren't you? Even after me twisting and squeezing your balls like that. You nasty little pervert. I know what I want to do with you. Oh, this must be so confusing for you. What did you think? I was just a bored housewife with some sort of soccer mum fantasies about dominance and submission.
No. You still want it. I'm just... I don't know if I'm ready for this. That's all. Can we go slowly, please? I'm into all this stuff. I am. I just wasn't expecting, you know, for you to be ready. I don't know if I'm, like, ready, you know? Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you are not fucking ready. But you know what else? Oh, stop whimpering like a baby. I like the fact that you're not ready for this. You could never be ready. And I am going to do exactly what I want with you. And by the end, you're going to be begging me for more. Open that curtain for me.
Okay, all right.
I want you to see what else we have down here in the basement.
Oh my fucking god.
Can't you see? We're gonna have so much fun, aren't we? Huh? Your friend Jim helped install this, you know.
What, old man Jim?
Yeah. He's been telling me all about it. How you've been running your mouth about what you'd like to do to me. We have been having a good laugh behind your back.
That fucking bastard!
Jim's the one who made this St. Andrew's cross for us. He did such a good job. A really sturdy bit of kit. Look, he had the manacles made specially. So, what do you say? Do you want to try it out?
Do I? Fuck. I mean,
Come on. You were so cocky before. What's happened? All real men like to switch things up now and again. You do know that, right? And after all, you said you were into kinky stuff.
I am. I'm totally into this shit.
Well, this is kinky. So, Let's try out the cross. Have some fun. Let's put the cuffs on you.
This is hot. What are you, going to do with me now, huh? I know, you're gonna flog me, right? Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah, something like that. There's a little game I want to play with you. And, okay. Well, now that you're secured to my cross, it's not like you're going anywhere, is it?
What is this?
This thing? Oh, it's just a violet wand, sweetie. Haven't you seen one of these before?
No.
I'm surprised. An experienced, dominant guy like you. Do you know what? It does have a flogger attachment if you still want that.
Fuck! Electricity? Do you know how dangerous that is? It's fucking... That's crazy! Is it up to code?
Oh, it's only a little zap. You're not being much fun. I don't think you know how much you're going to enjoy this until you try it.
Jesus, woman!
Oh, don't be such a crybaby. Honestly, these are only the glass attachments.
Holy fuck! This is intense!
I think I've heard enough complaining. Where are your panties that you were wearing earlier?
Panties?
Yes. Your underwear is called panties. I'm not sure why you're getting upset about that. You're not really in a position to complain, are you? Here they are. Open wide. It's time to shut you up. That's better. Now, let's see if you can take this one like a big boy. Oh, what's wrong? You don't want me to zap you again? Oh, I knew you would be no fun. We'll have to do something else then. Now, you know what I think would be poetic? Okay, I'm gonna unshackle you. And now, why don't you bend over that sofa? I know you want to. You can look at me with those scared, pleading eyes. You're still here, though, aren't you? You're still curious for what else is in store. Kind of excited, I bet. Let me see. What do I have in this drawer? Oh, there it is. My strap. And... This one's the perfect size. Maybe you can call me Mummy. Bend over for Mummy. That's a good boy. Oh, what's wrong? Do you have a complex relationship with your mother? Oh, why doesn't that surprise me? Let's just spread these ass cheeks. Oh, you gotta love a draperman's ass. And a bit of spit. Line things up. What was that, sweetie? Lube? Lube? You want lube? Oh, spit is lube, sweetie. Oh, go. I can see you're going to keep being a total little bitch about this. Okay, okay, okay. I've got lube. You can have lube. Just open it up and squeeze some out. I'm not a fan of lube. Ugh, there we go. Is that okay for the whiny, needy little toy? I suppose you want me to finger you first as well. Say yes, please, Mummy. Finger fuck your little baby bitch. I can't hear you properly. Finger fuck your little baby bitch. That's better. I recommend you relax. Get your ass nice and ready for me. I don't have a lot of patience, you know. There we go. Just one finger, all nice and lubed up. In your tight little asshole. That's it. Just relax. That feels good, doesn't it? Okay. I'm going to try a second finger as well. There we go. Nice. Opening up that ass for me. Should we go for three? Nah. I think you're ready for this cock now. You ready for this cock? Don't struggle. Do you know, all real men like to get fucked now and again. I tell you what, put your head down. This will go easier for you if you hold less tension in your body. Do you want me to stroke your cock while I fuck you? That's sweet. Why don't you beg me? I think you can do better than that. You want it so much, don't you? You want that release. You love me to squeeze your balls a little now. Like this. Oh, stroke my hand over your head. Oh, that pressure building up inside must be just unbearable. Will you ever get to come? Oh, I don't know. That was a rhetorical question. Fucking you like this is so much fun. Hearing those delicious moans and whimpers. Oh, that just gets me so fucking hot. Oh, fuck. I think I'm gonna get myself off. Fuck, I'm enjoying this. I don't know if I'm gonna extend the same privilege to you. After all, I don't want you to not come back tomorrow. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm so horny. Oh, my God. There's still so much work to do around here. Maybe Mummy should keep you desperate. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes, I need to keep you sniffing around for more. Oh, fuck, that's it. Taking you little cunt. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Such a perfect little slut for Mummy. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Mummy's quite close now. Oh, riding your slutty little ass. Good boy. I think you should come back tomorrow. We can do this again. You might get the ending you want.